EU Testing Edition, Amatec Electron Diffraction Camera, Regal Spectrum Analyzer, and more. Amatec Electron Backscatter Diffraction Camera. Amatec has launched its Velocity Electron Backscatter Diffraction, EBSD, camera, which provides EBSD mapping with a high indexing performance on real-world materials that are powered by a CMOS sensor. The Velocity EBSD camera combines indexing speeds greater than 3,000 index points per second with indexing success rates of 99% or better. At these speeds, Velocity uses 120 by 120 pixel EBSD patterns for improved band detection. This image resolution, combined with EDAX triplet indexing routines, provides orientation precision values of less than 0.1 degrees. The Velocity camera can be integrated with compatible EDAX EDS detectors to provide an analytical system for efficient simultaneous EDS-EBSD collection, even at rapid collection speeds. For more information, visit Amatec's website. Hioki Switch Mainframe and Multiplexer Module. Hioki has released its switch mainframe SW1001 and SW1002 and multiplexer module SW9001, SW9002. The multi-channel switches are designed to facilitate measurement of multiple batteries by switching among them. Used in combination with other Hioki systems such as the DC voltmeter DM7276 and the battery impedance meter BT4560, the devices can measure parameters such as open voltage and internal impedance, internal resistance, for multiple batteries. The multiplexer module SW9001, SW9002 inserts into the switch mainframe SW1001, SW1002, and feature circuitry that is designed specifically for impedance measurement. Together, the equipment can provide reliable multi-channel measurement with low measured value error. Information concerning pricing and availability can be found on Hioki's website. Keysight testing of 5G NR protocol stacks. Keysight Technologies and MediaTek have collaborated to accelerate 5G new radio, NR, chipset development and testing of 5G NR protocol stacks. MediaTek will use Keysight's 5G protocol road toolset for Layer 2 and Layer 3 protocol development, pre-silicon deployment and full-stack chipset validation across sub-6 GHz and MWave frequencies using the latest 3GPP Release 15 5G NR standards. Keysight's 5G protocol road toolset is part of the company's suite of network emulation systems, a radio frequency, RF, and protocol workflow approach that enables chipset and device makers to efficiently develop and test evolving 5G standards and 4G standards in a single method. For more information, visit Keysight's website. NEE test system for sub-6 GHz 5G new radio. National Instruments, NEE, has announced a sub-6 GHz 5G test reference system compliant with the 3GPP Release 15 specification for 5G new radio, NR. The reference test system is suited for testing new wideband RFICs, especially those operating in the 3.3 to 4.2 GHz and 4.4 to 5.0 GHz bands. Engineers can test devices operating with 400 MHz of continuous signal bandwidth and beyond with the XE5840 vector signal transceiver, VST, which includes 1 GHz of instantaneous signal generation and analysis bandwidth up to 6 GHz. With an EVST, the system provides residual EVM performance better than 0.32%, minus 50 dB, for 100 MHz NR signals along with faster measurement speed. Additional technical details are available on NEE's website. Regal Real-Time Spectrum Analyzer. Regal has introduced its RSA-3000 Real-Time Spectrum Analyzer. Available in 3.0 GHz and 4.5 GHz models with tracking generators, the RSA-3000 comes standard with 10 MHz of real-time analysis bandwidth and can be optionally upgraded to 40 MHz. With a 40 MHz option applied, the RSA-3000 provides seamless capture, minimum probability of intercept, POI, of 7.45 microseconds, 7 visualization modes and triggering capabilities. The RSA-3000 can also function as a traditional swept spectrum analyzer with solid specifications sufficient for most applications. Resolution bandwidth is standard at 10 Hz with an option for 1 Hz, noise floor as low as 161 dBm, phase noise of 102 dBc/hc, and a full span sweep as fast as 1 ms. For more information, visit Wriggle's website. Missed the last EU testing edition? Click here.